Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文，来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to your favorite segment, Global Village. 欢迎回来你们最爱的板块小酒馆大世界。Before introducing our special guest today, I have a little announcement to make. On October the 31st,Happy Hour is going to have an offline theme party in Shanghai. 酒馆要办线下主题派对了。You might think the theme is Halloween, but actually we're doing it with a bit of a twist this year. We're having a Mexican-themed Day of the Dead party. If you have watched the hit movie a few years back, Coco, you'd know what it is.
如果你看过几年前大火的动画电影《寻梦环游记》，一定听过墨西哥亡灵节 Day of the Dead.
And that will be our party theme. And we're very happy to have the opportunity to have the party in a Mexican restaurant called Tacolicious. And we have the honor to invite the owner of that restaurant to our show today. Welcome to the studio, Logan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Logan, can you give us a little bit of a self-introduction about yourself?
Sure, of course. My name's Logan Browse. I've been in China for 11 years. I've been in the F&B industry for about 20 years now. Wow, I'm getting old. I say it and I feel older. I started in Shanghai at a place called The Strip, which is now where Highlight is, an Ascott Hotel. Then I went to Mint. I was the club bar manager at Mint. Then I went to Muse on the Bund, where I was the lounge bar manager. Then I opened up my first bar called Logan's Punch.And then now with two of my very good friends, I have a place called Tacolicious, which we have a couple locations in the city.
Wow. So it's like a chain then.
I wish it was a chain, but we're getting there.
I wouldn't say old. I would just say experienced.
Yeah.
You obviously got a lot of experience in this industry. But why did you decide to open a Mexican restaurant? Because before you were owning bars, right? Or working in bars, managing bars.
Yeah, I was owning and running bars.So the reason I wanted to open a taco place, it's always been a dream of mine to open a taco place. And I grew up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So we were exposed to, you know, I have my Mexican heritage as well. So I was always exposed to it. I thought in Shanghai, I wanted to give a little bit of that culture back. So I think it's a very fun and vibrant type of culture. And so it was just a dream of mine. And I was very fortunate. My very good friends, Dice Umans, Cyrus Shazad, Adrian Wall, and our other friend Pat, we were sitting together at my bar and we're like, you know what we could do? Let's make tacos. And we worked really hard on it and we discovered our own way of making our tacos, Shanghai style.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a very, very lucky, fortunate thing that we got our first restaurant because a friend of mine just had a restaurant to give out. He was like, oh, you could take my restaurant over. And that's how we started Tacolicious.
Yeah, just right time and the right idea, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in what you were saying, like the taco Shanghai style. First of all, how would you describe your restaurant? Like the general vibe or who's your target clientele?
So our target clientele is everybody. We try not to we don't focus on just being authentic. We want to be delicious. Mm-hmm. That's our idea. So we really want to focus with our Chinese community that we're in because we're very happy to be guests here in the country. So...Our idea is we do stuff like more fusion Mexican food than just straight authentic Mexican food. And that welcomes everybody in. So we do like a Szechuan pork taco, a Mapo tofu taco. We do a weekly special, which changes every week with a different type of taco style. So we just want to make it a fun place to eat. It's for families, definitely a day. We definitely have a bar program. So there is a bit of a nightlife aspect.
Oh, wow.
We have a lot of returnees are coming back, too. So that's the people that did education.You know, overseas, and now they're back in China. And we find that's kind of cool. So they're bringing their friends and their families in as well.
Honestly, this really sounds like a place. I don't live in Shanghai, but I'm definitely going to keep going if I actually were living in Shanghai. But what I'm seeing is Shanghai, to me, it's a place really you can do a lot of the fusion things, like you said, because there's such a mixture, like a mixed bunch of people there from different cultural background, different ethnicities.Different ideas.
Well, that's the beauty of it. Even different parts of China, there's different cuisine types. So we get to explore that. Like the chefs at our restaurant get to actually explore their hometowns. within the taco format. You know what I mean? Sometimes it works really well. Sometimes it's kind of
strange.
Like a spicy disaster. But it's always fun. You know, we're always getting something new and we're always learning from each other like that.
Wow.
And like we'll have guests from all over the world and they're like, oh, this is really cool. I didn't know you could do this. Mm. And it's just it's a learning experience for all of us and a great one.
Do you take like requests? Like, for example, if one of your diners saying that, oh, I have this delicacy from my hometown, maybe you should do this. Do you take that sort of like suggestions? Maybe in the future you would consider trying to work that into your taco menu?
We do stuff all the time. Mm. My business partner and chef, Dice Oemans, he's a Dutch Indonesian and he's got great ideas about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times he'll do like, we've done really cool like Dutch style tacos.
What's Dutch style taco?
So they have something called bitterballen. And please excuse me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but bitterballen is basically, think of a deep fried meatball, but inside it's kind of like xiaolongbao, where you have a little bit of juice.
Wow.
So we've done something, they're very tasty. It's like a bar snack they would have in the Netherlands.
And you put it in taco?
So you could put it in a taco and it's very good. Almost think of it like a, looks almost like a falafel.
Yeah. Ah, I see.
Just to give it a visual appearance.
Mm.
But what we've done is we made something called bitta burria.
Mm.
Burria is a shredded meat. It's a Mexican style shredded meat mm-hmm. dish. And so instead of the traditional Dutch topping filling, we've done it with burria. So we kind of made it our own style, Dutch technique, Mexican taste. And it, you know, it works. It's very, very tasty, but it's like the kind of stuff we would do.
Mm.
You know, we want to play with the concepts of how good international food should taste.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. You know, the whole idea of trying out new concoctions, new mix. But one thing I have noticed is Mexican restaurants and bars, they're definitely becoming more of a trend. Especially in first-tier cities in China.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Beijing, there's so many different Mexican restaurants and bars, and new ones are popping up every few months. So why do you think people like them so much?
I think people, first of all, I think people really like the music, and that's a huge connect. Like, Jay Trope put out that Mojito song, and that was fire everywhere. And people like the Latin beat, I think, the salsa beats.
Yep.
And so they're already kind of exposed to the music, and then they get to see the food.
Mm.
And I think just the colors are very vibrant,
yep.
especially the food, but even the paintings and everything. So I think it's a very fun way to experience something. Because you know, like, you could go salsa dance, you could do this or that at a Mexican restaurant or a Hispanic restaurant. You have a lot more flavor, I think, to it.
Yeah. So here's the question, since you mentioned it's a fun experience. Do you think people go to your restaurants not just to eat a specific food, but also for the general vibe of it? Just the total, just like the complete experience.
Yeah, I think you are going for any type of ethnic food. I think you're going for an immersion.
Mm.
Like you want to have some Spanish word. Maybe you've never seen those words before. You want to have the music. You want to have, like I said, you want to have the vibe of it. So I think people really do want that versus like just a humdrum corporate restaurant. You want to have a little bit more soul to it.
Have a little bit of a kick to it, the exoticness.
Yeah, have a little kick.
Yep.
A little exoticness. And, you know, tequila never hurts anybody. So we have a little bit of that spicy flavor.
Once you're down a few tequila shots.
life is good, yeah.
You wouldn't mind it so much. But since you grew up in the States, so are Mexican restaurants and bars popular in the States? Is this something, what is the general impression people have of them?
Well, I think that's a very good question. We have them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for me growing up, we had a Chinese restaurant and a Mexican restaurant every town I've ever been to in my life. So it's part of our culture. It's part of our culinary culture.
Mm.
And what I think is with Mexican food, it's not super high end, but it's more of a fast casual comfort.
Yeah.
Like, but we do have it like in San Francisco where I was before I was here. You have the Mission District, which just is beautiful, bursting with different Mexican burrito shops everywhere. It's very, very, very delicious and cool. Before that, Santa Fe, New Mexico, of course, we had New Mexican food everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's one of those very culturally, we all know it. We all got our favorite taco place.
Nice.
I mean, everybody's heard Taco Tuesday. I think we've all heard Taco Tuesday in the world. So you know how persuasive it is for our culture.
Yeah, but just for our listeners, what is Taco Tuesday?
Taco Tuesday, I think almost every household in the States, you just have tacos. That's the day mom makes tacos for you. So Basically, it's at-home tacos. In the restaurants, of course, we do our own Taco Tuesdays.
Mm.
But I think every Mexican restaurant in the world does a Taco Tuesday now.
Yeah.
I think LeBron James is trying to... Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to a lot of Mexican restaurants that have Taco Tuesdays. Even some just bars, they also have Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah. It's just fun. Like, you can't have a bad time when you have a taco.
Yeah.
Like, it is a fun to eat food.
Yeah.
So in the first half of our talk with Logan...owner of Tacolicious, we talked about his fun Mexican restaurant and Mexican food in general. In the next episode, Logan and I are going to get more into these delicious Mexican treats. 那对于报名参加酒馆线下上海站墨西哥亡灵节主题 party 的小伙伴们，10月31号我们在 Tacolicious 不见不散。另外，如果到 Tacolicious 吃饭，报上酒馆粉丝身份就会有特别惊喜哦。We'll see you in the next episode.